All right, Lars Lindstrom, Iron Man. Let's start with the jet thing. I talked to Mike Pelletier a little bit, and honestly, what he was telling me kind of makes sense, although, you know, jet did come out 22nd or whatever. So, like, I guess in the future, if you're going to make a mistake like jet did, just keep pinning it, you know? I don't know, because it does make sense what Mike said, but also I feel like jet was penalized himself a little bit. Anyways, take us through it from your end.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the spirit of the rule is to keep someone from trying to get an advantage, like Alessi back in the day, you know, like amateur stuff especially, jump the gate and then just go, you know, people over the years. So the spirit of the rule is to keep someone from gaining an advantage or on purpose jumping the gate and gaining an advantage. I mean, as obviously that anyone can see, I think it was a Barcia that flinched next to him. Yeah, he flinched hard and then, you know, Jet flinched harder and hit the gate, whatever. And I mean, it was obviously on an accident. He obviously didn't get a great start. He's one of the best starters ever. So it wasn't like he did it on purpose to try to gain an advantage, which I think is why the spirit of the rule is there.
Yeah.
The spirit of the rule is that. So so for me, it pisses me off that the penalty would be that big for something like that. And so I fought really hard to try to I convey that to Mike. He got it. I mean, he understood what I'm talking about. But then there's also the other side of it where you know, a lot of people, some media outlets, I will say, have criticized the AMA before for not being, you know, sticking to their rules and being gray and all these things. So in that respect, I want to, you know, I want to agree with Mike and say, like, hey, if the rule says this, it's black and white.
Right.
And I guess it kind of is.
But that's what he said. Like, cutting the track or cutting a track marker, it's discretionary. They can look at it, where this, he said, is very black and white. So maybe that needs to change in the rule book.
Yeah, something needs to change there. I mean, that for that, I mean, I know that it doesn't, it shouldn't be something that somebody is judged for. Or, you know, like, there shouldn't be any questions. It's not really that easy to say it's just black and white. But I guess if you want to stick to that rule book. But the whole going off the course thing, don't even get me started on that. I mean, there's some of the riders out there are going off all the time and nothing happens. And you can bring them video and they're like, well, they didn't really gain any time.
Yeah,
so it's, and
no, that seems very discretionary.
Yeah, and that one really gets me fired up, and I kind of let them have it about that. But it just seems like, you know, I don't know, man. It's I'm coming from it on a personal side.
Yeah.
And we seem to get screwed the most, whether it's a red cross and all this. And it's never something that we're trying to get away with, but we end up getting screwed.
Right.
And so I was a little bit heated about it.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And yeah, the rule is a lap, a whole lap, like, or a DQ. That's it. It's a lap or a DQ. Like, again, that seems so. Jet should have just kept going. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're trying to do something like that, like, egregious and like just go for it and
the 800 like the 800 would just drop, like, his clutch
exactly and smash the thing and go, then I guess I would say let's go for a penalty or a lap, you know, whole lap for a penalty, whatever. But in this situation, I think that's what I would push for in the future, is just to make it reasonable, you know, like in that situation. I think that everyone would agree that, hey, give Jet a 5 second penalty, a 10 second penalty, whatever. Even I mean, the kid rode from 23rd all the way up to the front and almost won the race, you know, like you're just completely screwing him out of everything he did right there. Sorry, I'm a little bit heated.
No, you're still fine. I agree. I mean, I think it's going to be a thing we're going to talk about on the shows this week. Like, it seems harsh. But with that, Hunter Lawrence gets his first overall. I mean, maybe not the way he wanted to do it, but got Eli in that second moto, and good job, Hunter Lawrence.
I mean, I think the whole team, pretty much, you know, everybody that knows Hunter and knows how good of a guy he is really, really happy for him. Because, like, you know, like, it's been coming for so long. He's been got so many second place finishes now, and rode super, super good at Millville and all these other races that he could have won at last summer. Obviously, he had a bunch of them. And so, yeah, I mean, he's such a good guy. And it feels good when one of your friends, you know, achieves something like that. And I think that's kind of what he is to all of us. He's more of a friend than, he's not like my, you know, my rider, you know, he's like, he's such a good dude. And he earned it. I mean, dude, you can see how the guys were smoked. It wasn't just him, you know, Eli and Jorge and even Jet, you know, it was hot today and freaking humid. So, It wasn't the easiest one. I'm sure, like you said, like he would have liked to go 1-1 for his first win, but I mean, yeah, really, really cool for him to get that. I was just doing this other interview right now, which you might not agree with Katie Osborne. I'm not sure if you're.
Anyways, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. I thought of one thing as I was talking to her was that, you know, we're not a big team. I mean, we're obviously Honda. We're big, whatever. But we only have four guys. We have two 250, two 450. Some of the other guys got a lot. Every one of our guys has won the major races here, and I think that's something special. And for us to be going 1-2 right now in the championship, and if we can do that, I think that's also something that's I'm going to be really proud of.
Joe rode really well. Deegs, you got to give it to Deegs. Those two were a lot better than everybody else. Joe got second, but man, still a great day for him.
Yeah, really good. His confidence level is just so much higher now. Like his starts are awesome. He's able to stay right there. You know, it's not like he got destroyed. You know, he kept digging inside that second moto. First moto, I think, you know, he probably slowed down too much for the Red Cross, and that allowed Deegan to get really close. But I'm not going to take anything away from Hayden. You know, he's been the guy. He's super strong. He's super fast, and he doesn't really make too many mistakes. So stoked on Joe. I mean, like, he's just been so consistent this summer, which is not something that we've had in the past. And I think that, you know, says a lot about the team and trying to still learn him a little bit more and get what we got. And, you know, we're looking forward to next year with him trying to, you know, as long as he signs.
I think you just broke some news there, but, I mean, he should stay with you guys. He should.
Well, I will say this. There is an offer on the table for him.
Yeah.
We really want to keep him,
right.
And I really hope it happens.
All right.
When he does sign,
yeah.
I'll FaceTime you.
Okay.
And you can be in the, you can be right there. I got to ask Brandon Wilson, see if that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. No,
but he said it's fine? Okay, cool.
And then, obviously, Jets contract. This has been being worked on and worked on and worked on for a long time. Do you expect an announcement anytime soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometime soon.
A month? A month?
You know what? I'm not really sure how long we're going to... We're
the internet people got numbers already. We had a guy call in with numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how do you know?
Oh, we got a running bet. We can get it up to 80 now.
Oh, yeah,
because it was like 40, and now it was 60. And
I love these people where I'm like I'm pretty plugged in, and I can tell you any numbers, you know?
That's great. Yeah, whoever did that first, like, really got some traction, and then everybody started jumping on. But,
that is exaggerated, right?
It is really funny when people start saying it's confirmed. Yeah. Same thing with, like, F1 or something, right? Confirmed, and then credible sources say or something, you know.
Be careful with that, but... Soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, man.